Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Well, the Paramount Hotel Dubai and Nikon Middle East have teamed up. They've launched a film festival. It's called We Create Drama, and it gives an opportunity for you as a movie maker to submit a movie script of maybe 3 to 10 minutes long, a chance to get that short film produced. And there are some big names, members of the Golden Globe Awards, alongside some of the other heads of the film departments, are going to be offering some judging when it comes down to which script does get produced into that short film. To talk about this and much more, we are joined by Paramount Hotel's creative executive producer, Nicholas Nyam. Thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you in. When you're looking at this idea between obviously Nikon and Paramount Hotels, where did the idea come from?
Well, this is our third season for We Create Drama. And I mean, we're a hotel that represents a production company, so we have an amazing screening room and we just wanted to put it to good use. And it's such a cinematic hotel in a sense where every part of the hotel, every corner is so beautiful, and we're always getting approached for people that want to do photo shoots and video shoots. So we're like, why don't we give people the opportunity to come and tell stories at Paramount, write a script that's completely based in the hotel, 3 to 10 minutes long. And then you get a chance to come and film it. Some of them also, if you need the equipment, we can provide you with the equipment because of our sponsors. And once the films are produced, we want to have a little festival, an award ceremony.
Because when I think of movies, I might be showing my age here, a bit of a dinosaur, but I think of Paramount Pictures and old school Hollywood and star, like real stars with the name on lights.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the hotel and the film festival is able to trade in on.
Exactly. We would definitely want to pay tribute to Paramount
yeah.
Pictures with everything that we do. And old Hollywood glam is one of our brand pillars. So you walk around the hotel and you feel like you're walking in the back lots off Paramount Studios. And a lot of filmmakers really love that. And a lot of people that know the brand and know the movies and grew up with the movies. I mean, Paramount's been around since 1912. So.
Yeah.
Everybody knows or has a favorite film from Paramount.
Yeah, everyone sees the logo and realizes, oh, yeah. I've seen that. That's the Paramount logo before some of my favorite movies. Personally, you've had a great experience in the creative and performing arts here in Dubai. Shifting away just slightly from Paramount, what was it like at the age of 21 directing a sold-out run of one of the most legendary musicals in Oliver here in Dubai?
That's actually what I feel like launched my career.
Yeah.
It was the first time I worked with so many kids. They always say don't work with kids or animals, but it was phenomenal. It was such a great experience. We did all the dance numbers with in-house with the choreographer, and all the kids were just it's so good to see them now and look at them, and they're all grown up and they're all actually attending university, and it just gives now I'm giving my age away.
Oh, you're giving your age away. I work for a media company in Australia, and the owner used to be the head of Paramount Pictures worldwide. I think, and he used to like own some of the TV shows, and was telling me stories about how he made movies in the 60s and got Barbarella through the censors and all these great stories. And it's that stardom of old Hollywood that I think we'll never get back. And I think that You know, all of that glamour about movies is still what attracts a lot of people. If you're like me and you love films, you're obviously offering a lot of these free masterclasses as part of the festival.
Yeah, so the festival, once we have all the films filmed, the last 3 days, we would have a couple of masterclasses on script writing. We're partnering with Nikon to do a couple of cinematography classes.
So I say Nikon. How do you say it?
Nikon. Is it Nikon or Nikon? I don't know. It's like, yeah, potato, potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the hotel is so cinematic in a sense where we could do these workshops. We're doing it in the screening room, but we want to also have an opportunity to do it somewhere in the Flashback Speakeasy. Flashback Speakeasy is where we do all our immersive theater experiences. Yeah. And we have a new one coming up called Femme Fatale that will be right after Ramadan. So it's got that old Hollywood glam that you were talking about, and it's all about film noir, and the spaces are just incredible.
I think it's an amazing concept. One of the topics that you'll be speaking about, it's some of the panel discussions that are down there. Technology in film now. We see this with artificial intelligence, and sometimes it can work when I'm watching a film and, you know, they need to show Robert De Niro as a younger man, so you use AI to have him as a younger man. And I kind of get that as well. But how much is too much when it comes to technology in modern day cinema?
Look, I think AI is definitely here to stay, and it's either we ride the wave or we drown in it.
Yeah,
because it's not like it's like you know, turning away the light bulb when electricity was invented. We have to find ways to utilize it, and we do that at Paramount. I think the movies could definitely be enhanced.
Yeah.
With a lot of AI, I think you definitely still need to have that human element. People will still appreciate having that human element.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
But what used to take a month to edit could now take a day. So
it makes it easier, specifically for short filmmakers. And as we said, we're asking you to submit your short movie script. Now, you've said 3 to 10 minutes. Is it harder to do a 3-minute movie script than a 10-minute? Because I always tend to find when it comes to telling stories, it's sometimes harder to make it shorter than longer.
Yeah, well, for me at least, it would be. It's always I'm a storyteller by nature, so I want to keep talking. But like, yeah, telling a story in 3 minutes, that just shows your skill. You can tell a story in 30 seconds as well, but 3 minutes, I think you could have a good story or a good scene.
What tips do you have for someone who's maybe got an idea, but they're having trouble just fleshing it out to get it into a script?
Brainstorm. Talk to people. Tell people what your idea is. Come to the Paramount. Walk around the lot. Ask us for a set tour. We'll show you the rooms. We've got a room after the Don Corleone, which is the Godfather suite. We've got the Charleston suite, which is the Gatsby suite. Every one of our rooms, even the Silver Screen suite, which is another one of our signature suites, is everything in there has got those silver tones. It's such a beautiful hotel. It's so cinematic. Every corner could tell a story. So if you have a writer's block, come and walk around the hotel. I guarantee you'll have a couple of stories.
So we're asking you to submit those scripts for your chance to get the short film produced. And looking at some of the judges, you've got two voting members of the Golden Globes. Now, that's the Hollywood Foreign Press that votes on TV and film. How did you get two judges from the Golden Globes to be a part of this?
Well, I mean, that's thanks.
Okay, so you can't reveal the secret.
We've got great PR, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we definitely, I mean, we also got some of the professors, like the head of film from from SAE. She's also one of the judges, Razan. So we really want the people that are involved in this to be people that understand film and understand cinema. And we want the festival to keep growing. We want people that come and create stories. We want it to become, we have such a great screening room, and we want it to become like a social hub for creatives. Our brand promise at Paramount is for the creative by the creative. And we really want to live up to that promise with having film film people involved.
I think this is such a great concept because I'm a creative guy, and whilst I love Dubai, I think sometimes what this city could improve on is this, are these creative hubs where creative people, because creative people find each other.
Exactly.
They just flock and they find each other. And when you're not around creative and certain similar thinking people, you something's a bit missing. So you're providing a great opportunity for creatives to collaborate.
Exactly. And I'm so excited because every time we create drama in the past, for the past 2 years, it becomes that. And there are filmmakers running around, working on their scripts, making fine-tuning the scenes, borrowing uniforms from us, what we call them costumes, to enhance their scenes, getting fake blood in there. We booked out one time, we had to shoot a horror, so we had to block out an entire floor so we don't bother the other rooms. So it's a really fun...
Yeah, that's not good for guests seeing blood on the floor.
No, no it's not. Yeah.
So that's a smart option. But there are some prizes up for grabs as well for many of the filmmakers or wannabe filmmakers.
Yes, well, we do want also established filmmakers, not just wannabe filmmakers. I mean, we have a lot of seasoned filmmakers. There's a huge film industry in Dubai. There's not a lot of narratives going on. Everybody either works in commercials or in music videos. So this gives people opportunities to tell a narrative.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I think some of the most qualified cinematographers I know are filming reels for clients whenever they go to events, and I'm sure it's a great moneymaker, but it's not utilizing their creative ability to the utmost. The website is paramounthotelsdubai.com. That's where you can find out all about the film festival, any of those opportunities for creatives to collaborate if you want to get together, and also be able to submit your film script. Remember, it's 3 to 10 minutes for a chance to get your short film produced. And the Paramount Hotel's creative executive producer, Nicholas Nyman, has been in here. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. The rewards we have are best actor, best actress, best film, best cinematographer, best script. And we've got some really good staycations, some good massages. We also got some gear coming from Nikon. So there's a lot of good awards for this festival. And the fun of it and the community, bringing the community together.
It's a networking session.
Exactly.
It's a great way to network and be able to showcase your art form. That website, again, is paramounthotelsdubai.com. Nicholas, congratulations on getting this together, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Talk 100.3.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.